flippity gibbets. There's all kinds of chaos in here. I can't begin to even tell you. The curtains are partly drawn. Someone's left a cup of tea on the side there. I see half a whisper bar. What, I might whisk away myself a bit later. It's all like a scene of chaos. Your hair looks too slick even for Zoom. And your gaunt expression looks like you've lost audio, not just with me, but with touch of reality. Oh, I forward out the loop and I keep forward.
They're back. The show with the pressure and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is March. It's our March edition, or should I say Blwyddyn Dydd Newy. Let's say that again. Blwyddyn Dydd Newy Sant. That's Happy St. David's Day in English, because it's the 1st of March as we are recording. It is the meteorological spring. Venus and Jupiter are in conjunction. You can see them west on the horizon tonight and March the 2nd, 2023. It's also the Aurora Borealis on our doorstep if you look hard enough. If you're up north.
Yeah, the old auroras. I think I saw it the other night, but it could have just been light on the horizon.
Let's say you did see it.
Let's say I saw it. I believe that I saw it, so that's enough.
Got loads of stuff coming up in the show. We've got our gadget news and what gets your goat. We've also got a little bit of gym talk and also correspondence regarding our Valentine's Day chat last month. So starting off with the Valentine's Day, how did your Valentine's Day go? Did you do anything for that?
I think I was away. I think I was at my sister's house, so I don't think nothing happened for me on the 14th. No, I didn't do nothing. I got a nice card. That was it. That's enough. A nice card is enough, isn't it?
What did it say? Did it say, "I love you, David"?
I like it when you run. I like it because you're fun. I like it because you like me and get on with my mum.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what it said, you nosy Parker.
I went for a run on Valentine's Day evening, and I was amazed at how many people were dressed up, like really, like, tartily dressed up. I've never seen it before. Like,
did you do anything?
Well, I went
for... Did you get anyone anything?
No, of course I didn't. I got nobody nothing. I went for a run, and I missed my turning and ran really ridiculously far and almost... conked myself out. But we do have some correspondence here. So Pete from Burnley, good friend of the show, Pete Jones from Burnley, he says that in the last show I said I'm a realist. He says if you're a realist, you're a miser.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, miser means that you're stingy, you're tight-pocketed and all of that sort of thing, you know, like grumpy miser. And then he showed me a few pictures of his, I think it was like a Budweiser package or like a chocolates package, but it had Love Valentine's hearts on from his lovely wife, which is a lovely incentive. But I'd like to know what the markup is on that for putting hearts on it.
But you are quite, you are, you know, you are those things, aren't you?
What, miser?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a miser, I'm wiser.
You're just pricest. You don't, yeah. You won't believe the romance of anything. Because all you want to know is what is the actual price when I break it down. So when you go and see the Easter eggs now, you're going to hoard. I know it. Because when you see the price per kilogram or whatever they're going to sell it in, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, and I've then I'll... opened, go on.
I've opened Willy Wonka's factory in Reading.
I'll just melt them all down. I'll buy all the Easter eggs. I'll melt them all down, put them in ice cube trays, and I can just have my little bits of chocolate a little bit cheaper. No, of course not. I love Easter eggs. I get excited for them. They're coming up soon. Pete Jones has also said, well, he wasn't too sure about your accent last.
Oh, all right. Come on. Burnley and Blooming coming up. They're going to do it. I've seen us. We're a couple of points clear. And when we come up, it's going to be really confusing with Dash back up there. Oh, two Burnleys. Two Burnleys better than one.
Hey, lad, finish work.
Piss work.
That's him doing an impression of you doing an impression of him.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got, and also, I didn't know this, but my mother said that when I was younger, I don't know if this is true or not. I wanted to give a rose to a girl, and I was too scared. But she drove me to her house after school, And then I was too scared, so she knocked the door and gave the rose to the girl instead of me. But I don't remember that.
You are pathetic. And I remember that that's true. So I believe your mum.
Yeah, yeah. But I've got something to show you. Hold on a second. See if I can get one. They've been scratching my legs all evening. And I'm just going to grab one now. Look! Look!
Oh, Jesus.
Look! It's a little kitten. It's a little kitten.
It's a cat. It's a dumb cat. That's really trying hard to get away. That's fun. That's a show ruined now, everybody.
I got one.
Oh, I'm defined by my little cat.
Look, there's another one.
It's all I talk about. And if it's not the weather, it's my cat. Oh, but I've got three. And they're so but I never had kittens. Yeah, we got three. Oh, we went to London. They were £100 each. It took us forever. Anyway, I really loved them. And then, it was so funny he did this. And look at this other picture. I always use portrait mode. Look at that. Shiny face slouch loser.
They came from Hoxton, right from where you're from.
And one crew in the house.
Yeah, so we've got some lovely kittens in the house now. They are adorable. And it's so nice to have them around, just being daft little buggers.
Are they allowed out yet?
No, they're not allowed out. No, we're not letting them out. No. No, they're
really
young.
Are they off kitten food? Are they onto normal food yet?
No.
No. Do you let them stay up after dinner to watch?
No. No, they're still on kitten food. They still need the vaccinations. They got the vaccination, second one coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And then we later on in the year, we might introduce them to go outside. But I've got some Apple AirTags for them as well. I've got three to go on their collars. If they go running away, then I can track them down. I'm going to get a cat flap installed in the wall. And it's great. I've got loads of scratches now. And we've got all the wires are being bitten by the cats. So we've got this like bitter apple spray to stop them from doing that. But I don't mind. They're just so lovely.
Okay, good.
And that last episode, you said you had loads of pets, and I said you weren't a pet guy, and then you listed all these pets that you had.
Yeah.
And then I tell you about my pets, and you're like, oh yeah, okay. Why are you so disinterested? Why are you so disinterested in the pets?
I'm slightly interested, but it's all, you know, it's not like you're going to do anything original with them. It's just going to be
it's going to love them.
A kitten got in the bookcase. Oh, look, it sat near a wine bottle. Oh, look, quick, take a picture. It looks like it's drinking it.
Yeah.
Just original pirate material with you every day of the week.
It's not about being original. It's just, you know, loving them.
Being run of the mill. Be run of the mill till you know.
I'll be original.
You can run no more.
I can be original when it comes to writing and music, but when it comes to cats, you just got to enjoy them. You've just got to enjoy these little cretins. Nothing. There's no harm. There's no work involved in that. It's just harmless fun.
Bilbo Baggins.
You're an inward no, but an outward yes. And I'm an outward no, but an inward yes.
Well, as you get older, you've done it a few times. You sort of know what it's like, so you don't get as excited. And you also become, I do, defo, more fearful. I didn't have any fear when I was younger. I would just, you know, blag my way into things, push to the front, go and get my coat without, like, just skip the queues, jump the barriers on the tube, just with no fear at all.
Yeah.
And these days, I'm petrified of everything.
What are you scared of now? Getting caught? Getting arrested? What?
Don't know. I just, you get a bit less. When you're young and in your 20s, you're just jumping around and bounding about the place and full of energy and excitement and just no fear. If I want to go to the front, I'm going to go to the front. If I want tickets to that gig, I'm going to go to that gig. If I want a drink on a Tuesday beyond whatevs, there's no thought, is there, into the future? And then once you get to this old
place of being, drink on a Tuesday, mate. I'm not even drinking on a Friday anymore. I worry about everything.
I think you're selling yourself short there, because every time I go out with you, you're always like pulling my hand to the front row. You know, if we're watching Wolf Alice, I get so scared by that, and you just go for it. So you still
I'm good with crowds. I'm really good with crowds. I'm good at, I've got great spatial awareness. I can move. I can move in a sideways, like a crab moves just sideways because its body profile that way. If it goes forwards, it takes up all the space. You move sideways, you can shimmy through most gaps. And just got experience with that and being around people and knowing how to get into the bit of their space that isn't in their space.
Yeah.
Clunking away. Hello. 10 to 2 feet. A bit too clammy when you're there. Yes. Like, just noticeable. What's that sound? Oh, it's that bloke that just pushed in. He's eating. Can you hear him? Oh, God. Is it bad enough that he's pushed in? I know. And, I mean, eating, I can hear him from back here.
That's the thing, right? When I'm waiting for something, or if I'm at a gig and then I see other people pushing past me, that annoys me. So I don't want to be the person that's annoying, and so you're making me be the annoying person, and it's making me move in an unnatural way, and I think that's what's happening there. But I still have fun, but it's just awkward.
You didn't have fun back then, so you don't really know how much fun I was having, because you still don't, you've just never experienced that.
Never experienced fun. No,
not
I don't
really.
Know.
Not
I don't know.
Really.
No, I don't like going to big gigs. I just find them a bit too, if it's too big, then you can't see anything and there's too many people and you can hear other people's conversations and I don't care about that. Or if it's too small, you're just surrounded with other people. I just don't like people. I don't like being around large groups of people.
At the moment, I just don't really like going out, but I will break that habit as soon as it perks up a bit. I think, you know, the clock's going to change in a few weeks, and the thought of being at home when it's sunny and glorious outside, I think my mindset will change. But until that time, do you know what? I'm not going to rush. We've got all year, and I'm still on the old pay now or pay later. I'm just paying now. I'm trying to pay for it all now so that when we get to later, got a few extra bob about.
Yeah, you're like one of those mayflies. So they're like worms that live under the ground for like 4 years, and then they come out in Reading particularly. They come out for one day and they fly up and down all day. They mate and then they die on that one day. So they build up their entire life underground and they've got one day of glory. And I said a little bit like that.
Yeah, I think I'm just far going. Jan and Feb went, and then as much as March is like single digit centigrade, you're just not seeing me. I'm in hibernation until we get to double figures, so don't even bother.
It is the beast from the east coming back next week. I know. I thought we were out of it, but it's going to be to -3, -4, -5 degrees next week. I thought we haven't. It's going to snap us back. Just when we think we're out of it, they pull us back in again. But that's just the way it is. You've just got to deal with it. What you can't do is control nature, but what you can do is control how you react to it.
No such thing as bad weather. You're just not dressed correctly.
Was that me or was that you? I think that was you, mate.
We watched Othello. Being very hoity-toity, being a couple of lads about town. We went to watch. We went to the theatre to watch a play, and we had a lovely evening. We went to a Turkish restaurant to begin with, and we asked the waiter what we should order, because we were both unsure. And I said, should we just get like a sharing platter for two? And you just think sharing platter for two would be enough for two people. Dave asks, do we need anything else? Yes. Oh, we'll get the vine leaves. Anything else? Yes. Oh, we'll get the hummus. Anything else? Yes. Get the bread. Anything else? Yes. So we got a whole table full of food, and it was way too much food, wasn't it? It was a lot of food.
You took some away. There was so much.
Yeah, it was very, very delicious. Potatoes, all sorts. And then I thought, why not try the turnip juice?
Oh. How was that? Because, you know, you see smoothies in the shop that have got a bit of beetroot in, kale pops up all the time, and I like to have these, like, rehydration, vitamin-infused drinks. What was the turnip juice like at this place in Paddington?
It was an absolute shock to the system. Absolute shock. I was expecting it to be something different, something drinkable at least. But when the moment it went into my mouth, my body rejected it. It was the saltiest, it tasted like salt and farts. It was really, really unpleasant, to the point where, you know, you have one or two sips and that's it. It was absolutely vile. It's the hardest, most disgusting thing I've ever drunk in my life. But you got to try these things. I went to a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco a while ago, and there was this drink. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like soda and a raw egg, and you just sort of whisk it around and you try that, and it's a delicacy and it's supposed to be nice. And it wasn't nice, but we asked the waiter. We said to him, what is the turnip juice like? And he said, it's all right. Liar!
It wasn't all right by a long stretch. It was a very odd, salty, saline, sort of got you around the side of your mouth, tired. A lot of sensations that you're just not comfortable with. It had them all. And it had the colour, at least, of a turnip, but just, no, far too. I don't know how you could casually drink that, or it should have come with a warning. He should have said, yeah. Oh, well, it's a little bit, he just said, do you like it? We were like, do you like it? Yeah. He has not tried the turnip juice.
Not at all. Or like if you're in a pub and you want to try different flavours of ale, they give you a little shot to try it out. They didn't do that there, did they? They didn't.
Mate, do you want to try it first? Because it is quite something.
It's quite
Ooh. Yeah, he didn't give us any of that.
No. Oh, well. No. All about the money. But then after that, though, we went to the theatre. We went to the Lyric because we were aiming to see 2222 with Cheryl Cole. So we got to the theatre and there's a big poster for Othello, and then and then the penny dropped and Dave went, oh, it's the wrong Lyric theatre.
So Owen then was a bit like, oh, I've come all the bloody way for a turnip juice. I'm going to throttle him. So I was polite at the till and I just said, sorry, we've come to the wrong place. And they said, get on the tube and you might make it in time. And I was like, no. We're coming to this show. Give me a deal. And they were like, okay, €20. And we were like, all right, cool. We'll have that.
Yeah, and it was a lovely night, you know. We went to see Othello. It was like a new imagining. It was like Trainspotting in the night, you know, like a 90s... 90s pub in Essex, and all the characters were all like chavvy characters and they're all in gangs, and it was brilliant. The dance, the movement pieces were incredible with that sort of trance 90s dance disco music. It was a lot of fun, and towards the middle, I was beginning to understand, I'd say 90% of what they were saying. Like I tuned in my brain and I could understand it. How were you? You couldn't get
it? No. I could understand from, I think their outfits, the setting, or just the modernization of it made me, I could grasp it, but no, I couldn't really get it. There's bits of it, but no. The acting and the stagecraft was what kind of delivered the story to me more than the actual script.
It was brilliant. And there was a Welsh guy in there as well, wasn't there?
Saw them on the tube afterwards.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
that's right.
A couple of the actors got on after. And I just watched them. Like, oh my God, I just seen you on stage.
Did you dare? Did you dare say,
no.
I thought you were really good?
Didn't want to break the fourth wall. They had left their space. They were just having some relaxed time. They don't want a fan coming up to them and trying to be their friend and saying, oh, my friend is actually an extra. Can he come in another lane?
Don't say that. My friend is an extra. That's not what I am.
What?
It was good being in a theatre, being surrounded by theatre folk, that feeling. You know, like, it reminded me of being in university where everyone's like, oh yeah, trying to be a little bit pretentious and using big words to try and make themselves feel more clever. Like, oh yes, I found it really cathartic. It was very engaging the way that they turned. It was edgy, it was dark. And they're just saying these key words, aren't they? You know, like, it's just... It's all a fallacy, isn't it? Everyone's pretending to be clever and nobody really is. I kind of like that. With a glass of red wine, a cravat. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. We had some zero alcohol beers and that did the job, I think, didn't it?
Pretty much. It was a Tuesday, it was early week, so that did enough, I'd say.
And then we had a couple of vine leaves in the interval from our Turkish thing. It was a lovely night. And then I went to ask, I didn't know where the bar was, so I saw a guy... I just asked a random bloke, oh, where's the bar? And he just put his hands up and said, oh, I don't work here. Okay, where's the bar? Come on. He just didn't want to be seen as belittled, like one of the help. He wanted to be like an arty person, I think, you know. The artifice. The arstifice.
Techno robots.
Gadget. News. From a show with a pressure and frosty.
Electric wallpaper? Yes, wallpaper could warm your homes with radiant heat. You've probably heard of floor heating, but more companies are developing this infrared wallpaper that can electrically heat a room, and it helps because it evenly distributes the heat all across the room. So most people have a radiator in their homes and it heats from that one source. But imagine being surrounded in heat. That's going to save a lot of money. It says it boasts nearly 30% to nearly 100% energy reduction because it's so efficient. It's only 0.4 millimeters thick and it's from a company called iHelios. It's a little bit more expensive but cheaper to run in the long run. It takes 20 minutes and then it's got your room to the temperature that needs to be. I think this is actually the future. That is a genuine bit of gadget news that is really useful.
Would you like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's not to like about it? You're surrounded in heat. It's a no-brainer. Like, it seems so old-fashioned. Looking at this article, I'm looking at my radiators now, and it just feels like such an old-fashioned thing to pump hot water around the house to make that hot. I mean, do it everywhere, and you've literally saved a ton of money.
Yeah, we live in a very old house, and it's bloody cold. I've never lived in a cold house before, and it's flipping freezing, and I hate it. So anything heating, I will take on board. BMW's iVision DEE is their new concept car. I don't know if you saw this change colour car.
Oh, yeah.
So it changes colours. They've up to 32 hues are available on this prototype. They've just revealed the inside of the D. So rather than have a dashboard, it projects onto the entire windscreen.
Cool.
So you're seeing the speed, you're seeing your oil level, blah, blah, blah. It's all projected on the screen rather than, and then you can choose different sort of screen motions for it to all be there. So for someone like you, who's bored of everything in the car and wants to play with his watch and wants to play with his Game Boy, it'll be in front of you as if you're in that Game Boy.
That sounds pretty cool. It's one of those heads-up display things, isn't it, where you put the lights up onto the glass. It's very futuristic, and anything like that, I'll take on board, you know. I love all that kind of stuff. It feels like you're in a computer game driving. It's great. Oh, the only problem is you only have one life, so you've got to take that seriously. There's an article here that's saying that by 2033, 39% of the common household tasks will be replaced by robots. So, I mean, you know, you've got your robot vacuums right now. They're saying with AI and advances in technology, most of the things that we would do in the home will be done automatically. We've got a dishwasher that connects to the internet. I mean, it's very basic, but you can sort of set it to go wherever you are in the world. But the way things are going, there's going to be less housework to do, which I think is definitely a good thing.
What's your least favorite chore?
Toilets, maybe. Toilets. Yeah.
I'd say the skirting. Going around the skirting. Oh, man, because you can't just hoover it. You need to go around it with a cloth, and that's my, you know, I like it when it's done. I do not like to do it.
Yeah, the skirting's pretty bad, but if you get an attachment, if you get like a brush attachment onto your handheld vacuum, which I have, you can do it.
Cutting corners straight away. You knew he would.
Well, it's working hard. We're working smarter, not harder, isn't it?
One thing about the new Google Chrome is that it makes your battery life longer. If you're using a MacBook, you can browse on Chrome and watch YouTube for longer because they're optimizing things like compression of JavaScript timers. You can keep watching and listening to the show over and over again. You've got more shelf life from your Chrome. So get that browser on when you're listening to the show, listener.
I'm not listening to Chrome. I'm a Safari guy. Always have been, always will be. Come on, Dash.
Who gets your goat?
And now it's time for What Gets Your Goat. This month, we had a takeaway at the start of February, had an Indian takeaway. First one for a very long time. Well, I'll say long time, Christmas Eve. It was delicious. But there's always the gamble when you order a takeaway. Do you order Papa Dom's or are they going to come for free?
Order, order, order.
Order, order, order.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, 9 times out of 10...
Yeah, here you go. It's back to that comment of you being, what was it called again?
A miser.
Skint little...
Miser. Yeah. No, but 9 times out of 10, they give them tea for free.
25p? A pop it up. We'll share one. We'll share one. 25p?
Yeah, but it just seems silly, isn't it? Either say they're coming for free or look, if they don't give them for free, I'd be happy to pay for them, right? Sometimes I don't want to buy a Papa Dom because I don't want a Papa Dom. But if they give me a Papa Dom, I'll gladly eat it. So I expect it. So there's the expectation there of a Papa Dom. So come on.
Papa Dom's, rice, naan bread. They're with every Indian. You must have those things and you can't not feel like them. That's not, those must be there.
Well, I think the naan takes place of the Papa Dom. If you've got a naan, you don't need a Papa Dom.
You do. You need both. And obviously rice as well.
Obviously rice.
Can we just share a rice?
No, you get your rice. I'll get mine. We can share a bread for sure. And we can share 2 poppadoms each at least.
Well, if we're buying them and there's some free, then we can share them.
Just go for it. If it's your treat and you don't get out much and, you know, this is your thing, then go for it and make sure that's fact checked so that you've got the stuff in there so that when you get back, you can't... Is it your thing? I don't want you to sit there all grumpy when it's your thing and that's all you're doing.
Oh, but I didn't get a Papa Dom. Oh, I mean, well...
All I'm asking for is the whole meal is ruined. is that they say... It comes with a free Papa Dom, or it doesn't. And if it doesn't...
Who says that? Who says it, though?
No one says it. No one says it comes with a free Papa Dom, but 9 times out of 10, they give you one for free. So just say you're going to give me one, or say you're not going to give me one, so I can order it. I don't mind ordering it if you're not going to give me one, but I don't want to spend money on something that's unnecessary. I don't want to throw money away. I'm not a crazy guy.
They're very price-friendly Papa Doms.
Oh, they're not, though.
Throw a bit more. That's what's, you know.
I don't want to throw it for the sake of it.
Throw caution to the wind.
Okay. Throw Papa Dom's into the wind. Aloo. There we go. What's got your goat this month?
Oh, where do we start? Where do we flipping start? I guess still myself, you know, making daft decisions, not really thinking about things and just doing them and then be like, oh bugger, still being a bit aching. And just not progressing myself really. When I had all these intentions at the start of the year to do less but doing better, and I've fallen into all of the same routines I always do. I'm not getting nothing done. I just look at my emails like, oh, who's emailed me? Oh, let's look at this, you know, just not being productive. I've turned into the old me.
Yeah. You're aware of it. You've noticed it. That's the first step. Next step is to action a change. You can do it. Change. Yeah. Do it.
Okay.
I have to admit that I've fallen into a little bit of my old habits as well. Not being as active, or perhaps like at night, normally I read a book, but recently I've just been like scrolling my phone, you know, that sort of thing. These little things sliding in a bit and you've got to go, no, come on now. Stop mentally slouching. Do it.
Yeah, I did my meditation for 8 minutes today. And,
good.
It was better. It was better. So today's been the start of something new already. So here we go. First day of spring. Oh, God. Well, that definitely gets my goats. It's just people that want to be defined by some sort of cliche and they want to put themselves in a box and they want to say, oh, look, I'm this thing now. So that's what I am. That's who I am.
Who's doing that then?
Anyone that wants to be their own cliche in any way, that always gets me. And if it's a close person that you know, that's now, I don't know, how much of that behavior do you pick up on and tell them, or do you just let it flow and let them put egg on their own face?
What
what would you do?
What would I do if somebody was being the cliche? I'd say, come on, be real. I'd say, come on, be real. Be real. I'd say to the face, I go right nose to nose and whisper, hey, be real. That's what I'd say. What would you do?
I would just probably just let them go for it and let them just, like, you know, just nosedive. And
who's nosediving? Who's embarrassing themselves? Are you referring to me when the cats? Because that's not
why,
a cliche.
Why are you so touchy? Someone else said something.
No, you're gaslighting me now. You're terrible. You're nagging me. You're gaslighting me. You're the worst. You're toxic masculinity. Come on, man.
Gym talk. Ooh.
All right, on toxic masculinity, gym talk. Where are you at? What have you been doing? How have you been pushing? What weight are you up to? How many reps?
Oh, wow, gym talk. Well, there's a few things that's happened this month. As I said, last month I was going to do more weights, fewer runs and longer runs. I've done the longer runs. On Sunday, I completed the Wokingham Half Marathon. First long distance run I've done since the May Cork Marathon last year. And it was hard. I enjoyed it up until about mile 9. And then I just could feel my body just going, no, no. And then my hips started hurting a little bit. And then mile 12, the final mile, every breath I was shouting because I was just in so much pain. It was like, for a whole mile. It was hard, really hard. But I did a good time for considering everything. So I did a 1:57, a sub 2 hours. So I was pleased with that. You know, back in the day, though, I was doing 1:47. So... you know, it's time
to go. What were some of the splits? What was mile 9 looking like where you were shouting and hollering?
Ah, right. So my plan was to go between 8 minutes 30 a mile and 8 minutes 40 a mile to get me to a good time. And I was really dead set in the middle of that up until, mile 10, and I was 8:50. And then the slowest mile was like 9 minutes 10 a mile. So it wasn't too bad. You know, it wasn't terrible, to be honest. But it was a slog. I feel great after doing it, but I'm aching all over, which is kind of taking my routines out of whack a little bit because I'm not able to... I got to recover, basically, because it's been a mad run.
Now about the weights.
Yeah, weights are going well. I don't enjoy them, though. I don't like doing them to failure. You know, you do them at reps and you feel like, oh... this is really, it's not hurting. I can't think of the word. It's not hurting, but it's like really hard. And I don't like it. I don't like this feeling. I don't want to do it anymore. So I'm doing it, but I don't. It's not like a run where you can zone out and just go for it. With the weights, it's like, oh, I've got to do more and I don't want to do any more. Not enjoying them as much, to be honest.
Oh, dear. Should we look at the stats, see where we're packing in at workouts and what we're averaging in? So in the month of Feb, 69 workouts, time 57 hours, average workout 49 mins, killer calories 19,000, which is pretty much the same as Jan, and we had three less days. Average 285 per workout, less calorie burn.
Wow, you've wiped the floor there. That's, I mean, mine's minuscule compared to that.
How many workouts? Let's just put it on that and then we could maybe face 20, off.
20.
69, so. Yeah, but then 20. How many calories per 20? How many?
So on average, it's 349 calories on average.
There you beat me because I'm 285, so I'm doing more but less in those more. You're doing less, but more in the less, which, that's always been you, really. Do less, essentially, and then more.
And then more, it's the tortoise and the hare.
Mile 9.
It was pretty bad.
Bit of dribble that's dried on your face.
Oh, yeah, there was that as well.
What were the treats after the run? They always give you some fun, like, strange sort of space food, don't they? Like a dehydrated banana.
Oh, do you know what? They've been really miserly with the treats recently.
Cost of living crisis, mate. There's a turnip juice for you on your way.
Yeah, seriously, they have. Because now, normally you'd get a T-shirt that would come with the whole thing. You've got to buy that as a separate thing, as part of the whole course. And the goodie bags, you have to pay for the goodie bag. So you don't get that. There are some companies that give you like a protein bar. There were two protein bars that I had like randomly that somebody was offering. But other than that, there was nothing. I think they've really sort of pulled their purse strings in.
Well, I spoke to someone who was going to Cork this week on business and she travels a little bit.
Oh, nice.
And she was like, I was like, what are you going to get up to when you're there? I'm not from up there, buddy. she was gonna do her work and then stick around for another day and then do a park run.
Nice. I'm going to do one this Saturday. Park runs are great.
So I'm going to Bristol, Manchester, Birmingham this year, maybe some other places, but I'm going to those towns, cities on work. I'm going to sign up for a
do
run
it.
When I'm there, because
yes.
then I'll go and I'll get to see the sights of whatever the place. Might make some friends if I'm in the mood, but it'll just be a nice... When I went away last summer, I did my own sort of exercise thing. Like I ran around Birmingham. Didn't run in Manx because it was horrible. Yeah. I ran in Bristol and I ran in Derby. If I go on an organized run, I can, you know... put a time down.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great idea. Maybe you could come over on a Friday night here and then we can do a park run on a Saturday morning.
That sounds good, isn't it? And then have a walk up the canal.
Absolutely. Have a walk up the canal, go for a meal somewhere. I don't know if you want a pint. I don't know if you want to break the seal of that.
Get trolleyed, yeah. I want one. I do want one. I want one, all right.
You deserve it. Why don't we do that at some point? I think that might be a nice idea. You know, you work hard to begin with, do the park run, and then have a drink afterwards as a reward, as a treat.
Okay, that's nice, yeah.
You could bring Anne along. She can do a run. Does she run as well?
Yeah, she's been running already, so she's
brilliant.
Ahead of us both. Well, ahead of me. Definitely
well,
ahead of
you. Speak for yourself.
I know you like it. 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 I know you like it.
Coming up this month, we've got St. Patrick's Day. And then that's pretty much about it, really. So if you want to get in contact with the show, you can email us on pressureandfrosty@gmail.com. You can get in contact with us on Twitter at @pressure_frosty. We've got a brand new advert out that's doing the rounds, which has all the details that you need to get in contact and gives you a little snippet about the show. And let us know what you're going to be up to in March, and you could be on the next show.
Do it, listener. You have yourself a jolly old time and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, hopefully with some suntans and some, you know, some smiles on our golden faces rather than like, oh, I forgot my extra pair of gloves. Oh, dear. Let's just be hopeful. Hey.
Yeah, I think once we get out of this next couple of weeks, it's going to be glorious springtime, flowers, blossom, Easter eggs. It's all around the corner. Just take it easy, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's time to say goodbye.
There we go.
But there's no need to cry.
Yeah.
We'll be back again sometime.
My favorite.
The show with the pressure and Frosty.
Fill it on the crap.
Oh, but they're so smart. They know where to go already.
I've not said any of that. I've just shown you my cats. That's all I've done. And you've attacked me.
Morning, because they come to my... And then they come in the room. And they sit there like they want food. I have to feed them.
You're projecting so much onto me right now. It's unfair.
It's... Come on, it's fair.